just a gospel tract, and then let God do the word. Let God speak to their heart, because the word of God has power. And really, that's heading to where I want to look at this morning. Mark chapter number 10. Just share a simple thought with you. Mark chapter 10. I love this story. Again, the Bible is full of stories, because those stories are the stories of individuals. It's the stories of different lives and events that happen. And we can relate. We can see truth in all of these things. Why? Because it's the Word of God. It's God's truth to us. And so I want to share some thoughts with you here this morning out of Mark chapter 10. Let's all stand together if you're able and willing here in Mark chapter 10. Begin reading in verse number 46. Verse number 46, the Bible says, "And they," speaking of Jesus and his disciples, "they came to Jericho, and as he," Jesus, "went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' Many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.' Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee.' And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?' The blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.' Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way." Let's pray. Father, again, I love you this morning. I thank you for just a special time with your people in your house. And Father, I pray that our worship has been pleasing to you. But God, I ask now, as we open the Word of God and try to preach and teach the truths contained in your Word, Father, may you speak to our hearts. May you strengthen our faith. May you challenge us. May you correct us. May you accomplish your will in our life, Father, through your Word. For it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for standing. Again, years ago, I preached from this particular passage. It's one of my favorite here in the story of blind Bartimaeus. And I just tagged it with the title, "Oh, What a Difference Since Jesus Passed By." When I was a little kid growing up, always in church, but always around music. Mom and dad, my grandparents, different, just all sorts of music all my life. But I remembered a song probably in the early 70s that talked about that title, "Since Jesus Passed By, Since Jesus Passed By." Oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. And when I read this story again, this event in the life of Christ and in the life of Bartimaeus, that song came to my mind. The reality of what happens, what really, really happens when Jesus passes by. Again, it goes to my conversation on Friday night. It's not about when religion passes by. By the way, religion can polish you up. It really can. I mean, religion can teach you a bunch of do's and don'ts. I mean, it can sort of spit shine you. It can get your life sort of in what they would call order. And you can feel successful, and you can feel like you've accomplished something. And you can really feel like you're up there compared with all those that aren't there. And that's sort of what religion does. It sort of elevates you and exalts you because you've made the choices and you've made the difference and you're doing all of it and because you are in that line. But when you meet Jesus, it's a humbling experience because you realize you can't do it. You're helpless. You're hopeless without Him. That He is the only answer to all your needs and all your desires and all your dreams. He's the answer to all of them. And so when we come here to Mark chapter 10, let's look at it this morning. We come to the life of a man named Bartimaeus. The first thing I noted just by way of looking in this text was the crowd that we find. Everywhere you see, in fact, I think a few weeks ago when I was up in Idaho, we did the video message. It was Mark 2. Is that right? Mark 2? Was I in Mark 2? I'm trying to remember what I preached to you guys. When Jesus passed by, not when Jesus passed by, when Jesus is in the house. Was it Mark 2 or was it Acts 17? Okay, I knew it was one of the two. I couldn't remember. Acts 17 is when they turn the world upside down. And Mark chapter 2 is when they're letting the man down through the roof. Okay, so I have to use a different illustration, all right? But Acts 17, they're turning the world upside down. But the whole point is Christ. the message of Christ, the message of the gospel is really what turned their world there in Acts 17 upside down. We see that truth happening even here in Mark chapter 10, of course, before Christ has died, because Christ had an impact. Everywhere he went, he drew a crowd. He was the Christ. He was the Son of the living God. He was God incarnate. But the Bible tells us here, he and his disciples have come to Jericho in verse 46, and they're getting ready to leave. But there's a man named Blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus, he's the son of Timaeus, and he's sitting by the highway side begging. The things that I notice about Bartimaeus before we get down to Christ is who he is. You say, well, who is he? Well, he's a nobody. What do you mean he's a nobody? Well, what's his name? What's his name? Anybody know his name? Blind what?
Bartimaeus.
Blind Bartimaeus. But do you know what Bartimaeus means?
Son of Timaeus.
Bartimaeus means the son of Timaeus. Yep. That was his name. He was a blind boy that was the son of Timaeus. We think, oh, that was his name. He was blind Bartimaeus, but that just told you who he was. We don't even know his name. He was a nobody. Can I say it that way? He was just a nobody. He was a nobody. He was a blind man. He was just sitting by this highway side begging. He hoped somebody would care enough to toss some alms in. He hoped somebody would care enough to maybe say a kind word and not just ignore him or just blow by him and just pretend like he didn't exist, which a lot of times happens with people who have those disabilities or in that condition in life. But understand who Bartimaeus was. He was a nobody. He was a nobody who had nothing. He had nothing. He had no hope. He had no future. You know, you say, well, what's your future? Well, I hope to get this job. And I hope that blind Bartimaeus had nothing. And he had no hope of ever getting anything. That's where he was. So his whole life was seated by the highway side, begging every day of his life. Well, who was he? He was just Timaeus' son. That's all he was. He didn't even have a name that anybody could call him by, like Jordan or Lydia, which I hope they wouldn't call him Lydia. But they call him Jordan or John or Mark. He didn't even have a name. He would have just been called the son of Timaeus. That's all he was. He had no future. He had no hope for those things. But I want you to see what happens. That's his condition. That's his state. That's who he is as an individual. But notice what happens. The Bible says there's a great crowd, a great number in verse 46. They're gathered around. Blind Bartimaeus, he's sitting there begging, verse 46. But then something happens in verse number 47. And here's the key that I really, in the first part of this thought, I want you to latch on to. It says, and when he what? When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. When he heard about Jesus, he's just sitting there. It's an ordinary day. He's begging like he always does. He's sitting there hoping someone will toss an alms or toss some change into his lap or into his bowl or into his basket. Everything is normal in his day until one event happens. He hears about Jesus. And not just any Jesus, because Jesus was a common name, but they said it's Jesus of Nazareth, a specific Jesus. By the way, I've learned here in Utah, you have to be pretty specific about what Jesus you're talking about. It's not just Jesus in a generic way. No, it's Jesus that is the Son of God, that is the Lamb of God, that is God incarnate. He wasn't a man who became God. Okay? He was God who became man. He was God who gave himself on the cross of Calvary, not to show us the way to eternal life, but to purchase for us eternal life. So it's important in verse 47 that he knew what Jesus you were talking about. And so when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, by the way, who is going to hear about Jesus from you and from me? I want you to think about that for a moment. We're going to move on. But who is going to hear about Jesus from you? Because realize this, if nobody mentions Jesus, if nobody speaks the name of Jesus, if nobody's excited about Jesus in that crowd, and they're just sort of meandering on their way, Bartimaeus' life never changes. Bartimaeus sits there day in and day out, and his life never changes until he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. The miracle worker. Possibly the Christ, the Messiah. He heard that he was an amazing, miracle-working individual who cared for the blind, who cared for the halt, who cared for the lame, who could raise the dead, who could walk on water, who could feed the multitudes. That Jesus was walking by. The Bible said when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, He made a choice. Look in verse 47. We see in the crowd, but second, I want you to notice the cry. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and to say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." This is a huge transition in the life of Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus, he's a beggar, he's blind, he's sitting by the highway side. He hears that Jesus is passing by. Remember, what is his ailment? What is his infirmity?
Blind.
He's blind. So he can't see him. He doesn't know physically where he's at. He doesn't know if he's 5 feet away or 500 feet away. He just knows that somebody's told him that Jesus is passing by. Now, you know anyone with a disability, all their other senses are amplified. Their smell, their hearing, anything that's not connected to that particular disability. So I'm just telling you today that Bartimaeus knew there was a crowd. He could sense the crowd. He could feel the crowd. He could hear their voices. He could hear the shuffling of the feet. He could hear all that was transpiring. But the thing that got his attention was that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. But when he heard that reality, Bartimaeus made a conscious decision in his heart and in his life that was going to change everything. He made a decision to cry out to the Lord. He made a decision to cry out to the Lord. And so he began to cry, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Notice what happens when he issues that cry in verse 47. We see the response of the crowd in verse number 48 and their charge to him. The Bible says, "And many charged him that he should hold his peace." Don't cause a stir. Don't create a scene, Bartimaeus. Just be quiet. I have to sense, and it's not said here, so forgive me if I'm wrong, but it's almost as if, don't bother Jesus, he's got more important things to do. Don't interrupt him, he's going somewhere, he's a great teacher, we're going to watch him do amazing things. He doesn't have time. You're just Bartimaeus. You're nobody, and you're nothing. So just leave Jesus alone. That's what the crowd said. Don't embarrass us. Don't draw attention to yourself. We've got more important things to do in this day. And so we see the charge from the crowd. But I love Bartimaeus' response. Look at what he does. Many charged in verse 48 that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal. I gotta love Bartimaeus. He said, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." I mean, he's sitting there. He hears he's coming by. He's sitting there with his garments on, which are his only shelter. There is protection. There is shelter from the rain. There is garment from the wind. There is protection from the heat and the sun. He's sitting there all covered. He hears that Jesus is coming by. And all of a sudden he cries out, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And the crowd's like, "Shh, Bartimaeus, don't bother him. Shh, quiet down. We ain't got time for you." And instead of Bartimaeus being intimidated by the crowd, instead of Bartimaeus being intimidated by those who were coming by the way, those were the potential almsgivers. So if you really upset them and make them mad, they may never toss another offering in the plate. But Bartimaeus made a decision that day that it was much more important to him to get Jesus' attention than theirs. Amen. So the Bible said he cried out the more, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And I'm not going to wake up the third floor, but I'm just saying that Bartimaeus was excited. He knew he had heard about Jesus. He had heard about that Jesus of Nazareth. He didn't know what all he could do, but he had heard he could do miracles, and he could change lives, and he could restore sight, and he could do incredible things that no man could do. And Bartimaeus, I believe with all of my heart, Bartimaeus believed that if Jesus was passing by his way, he may never pass that way again. And he said, "I'm not missing him. I'm not missing him. I don't care what other people think. I don't care what other people say. I have to get to Jesus." And so the Bible said he cried out the more, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Please look at verse 49. And I want you to think about this for a minute. "And Jesus stood
Jesus could have just ignored this blind beggar. He could have just kept on walking. He was surrounded by a crowd, as he often was. But I want you to understand this morning that when Jesus hears the cry of faith, it gets his attention. We see it in the story of the woman who's had an infirmity for 12 years. When she touched the hem of his garment, she didn't cry out. But she had the same concept. She had her sight. Blind Bartimaeus couldn't go and touch him. He had to cry and hope he came to him. But this woman who's had the issue for 12 years, she said, if I can touch with the hem of his garment. And she reached out and touched him, and Jesus stood still. What are you saying? I'm saying when you reach out by faith and touch Jesus, you say, how do you touch Jesus? You have faith in him and you call out to him. That's why Romans 10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's one thing to believe it in your heart. It's another thing to express that faith through your lips. Because I'm telling you, when you call upon his name, he hears you and he stops. The Bible said when Bartimaeus cried out, it said, and Jesus stood still. Think about being in a great crowd at a great event with a great leader. How much time do you think, Jay, that they would give you if you're standing there hollering, hey, Mr. Whoever, Mr. President, Mr. Whoever. I mean, how much attention do you think they would give you? Yeah, about that much. Get that guy off the stage. He's causing a scene. Get him out of the crowd. He's distracting. Marcos, Jesus was the Son of God. He was the King of kings and Lord of lords. And yet he humbled himself and became a servant. And when a hurting man or a hurting woman called his name, you know what he did?
He stopped.
He stood still. He stopped. See, friend, that's who Jesus is. He cares about the hurting. He cares about those who were, their lives are torn apart. Their hearts are aching. Jesus cares. And all he's waiting on is for that act of faith, for Bartimaeus, that cry of faith. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still. He stood still. The Bible says that he commanded him, Bartimaeus, to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise. He calleth thee. How do you think Bartimaeus felt on that part? They've been saying, shh, shh, Bartimaeus. But hey, you know what happened? And by the way, Bartimaeus doesn't know what's happening, but he knows something is happening. What are you saying? He knows there's a crowd coming by because he's a blind man. He can sense the motion. He can hear the motion. He can hear the footsteps. But somewhere in the midst of, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. You know what he knew? The crowd stopped. Because when Jesus stopped, everybody stopped. But then he hears, I don't know whether he literally heard Christ's voice or he heard the people who came to him, but all of a sudden he hears those words. He's calling for thee. Be of good comfort. Then verse 49, rise, he calleth thee. And then verse number 50, every piece along this journey, we're watching faith in the life of Bartimaeus. We have faith when he hears, when he calls out. We have faith when he perseveres, when people tell him to be quiet. But I want you to notice verse 50, and this is probably one of the greatest acts of faith we see in the life of Bartimaeus prior to him seeing Jesus for the first time, seeing him. Verse number 50, the Bible said, and he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. The casting. He cast away his garment. Do you understand the significance of that? Did he cast away his garment? No. Do you understand the significance of that? Again, what is Bartimaeus' infirmity?
He's blind.
He's blind. Do you know how he stays protected from the wind?
His garment.
What protects him?
His garment.
His garment. What protects him from the rain?
His garment.
What protects him from the sun?
His garment.
His means of protection, if I can use this term in its proper context, his salvation up to this point, in the sense of his protection, has been his garment. It's the only thing that can protect him, because he can't run for shelter. He doesn't know where shelter is. The only thing he can cling to that he knows will protect him and provide for him is that garment. But do not miss this truth. When he cried out to Jesus and Jesus heard his cry and called him to come, you know the first thing he cast away was his garment. Why? Because he had faith. He had faith that the Jesus he had called out to was the Jesus who could change his life. He wasn't going to need that garment anymore. Jesus was more important than what he was trusting to provide his protection and salvation. Jesus was greater than and more capable than and more wonderful than the garment he had trusted for all these years. And so the Bible said, and he, casting away his garment, verse number 50, rose and came to Jesus. The casting. We come to verse 51 and we see the question. Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? What a question. He's blind Bartimaeus. But Jesus is waiting to hear from you what you desire him to do in your life. Jesus said, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And Bartimaeus answers, the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. You realize the first thing that he saw? And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. I'll say this and I'm going to be done this morning. When you cry out to Jesus, he hears. But more than hears, he answers. Because he cares about us. Now we could name off the top 10 richest people, the most powerful people in the world. And I would ask, how many of you guys think they care about us as individuals?
You'd say they don't even know who we are as individuals.
And if we ask anything of them, they probably say, you just want me because of my money, my power, okay? They don't care. Do you understand that Jesus is God? That he spoke and the worlds were created. He could walk on water. In fact, he got tired on water. He sat down on the boat and said, peace be still. And the water just stopped. And the wind. He was God. He can do all. He knows all. And yet he cares about you, John, and he cares about me. That blows me. That he cares about me. What can I offer him? Nothing. Nothing. What does he offer me? Everything. Grace, mercy, peace, joy, forgiveness. Eternity with him. Religion makes eternity all about us. Jesus Christ makes eternity all about him. I was reading the other day in another book, and the statement was made, you know, some people talk about, well, what are you going to do in heaven? Be with Jesus all the time? I'm like, you have no clue who he is then. You just don't know. Because if you think being in the presence of Jesus is just going to be like an ordinary person, good grief, I don't want to be with him for all eternity. He is God. His glory, his beauty, his power is incomprehensible to us. And yet he humbled himself, robed himself in flesh, so that he got tired like I get tired. He got hungry like I get hungry. He faced temptation like I face temptation, yet without sin. None. Why would he do that? Because he loves me and he loves you. He did all of that so he could die. Think about it. He did all of that so he could die on the cross of Calvary for you, Luke, and for me. I've known a lot of people that, you know, care about me. My mom and dad, I really think they care. I think they love me. I know your mama loves you.
But Mama probably don't know everything they know about you. Every thought you've ever thought, every deed you've ever done. Mama's the one you think they know. Now let me say that up front. But she don't know everything you've ever thought or done. But let's be honest, if you're anywhere close to the man that I am, you probably don't want her to know every thought you've ever had or everything you've ever done. Because you say, Mama, you may whip me 10 more times than you know I'm a grown man, all right? And yet the reality is this, Christ knows everything. He knows everything there is to know about me. He knows my faults and my failures. He knows everything, Jordan. And yet he gave himself on Calvary to die for me. That's how much love he has.
Amen.
Yes. Bartimaeus was an outcast with no name and nobody to care. Mm-hmm. But when he called on that name, he found out there was one who always, always cares.
Right.
And his name is Jesus.
Yes.
Bartimaeus called, Jesus heard. Jesus offered him whatever he desired. He said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said, thy faith hath made thee whole.
Amen.
Bartimaeus, the first face he saw was the face of Jesus, and didn't notice what he did. The Bible said, and he followed him in the way. If you call out to Jesus and he calls out to you and you find salvation in him, the greatest joy of your life is going to be following him. Do you know it this morning? Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, I love you. I thank you this day that many years ago in my life, 45 years ago as a 9-year-old boy, Lord, I wasn't as bad as some by man's estimation, but yet, Father, I knew as a kid that I was a sinner. I disobeyed you and I was guilty. Father, I remember as if it was yesterday, that day that I called upon the name of Jesus. Because I knew you were passing by, because someone was talking about you. Someone was speaking about that name, that man that is Jesus. And when I heard about him again, Lord, my heart was tendered and broken. And Lord, I remember calling on you. I remember calling on that name. But Lord, I'm glad that night that I knelt and prayed. I'm glad the crowd didn't just keep walking on with Jesus, but Jesus, you stopped in my life when you heard my cry. You came to where I was and you forgave me. Lord, I thank you for that today. Father, if there be one by way of the live stream or even in this room today that does not know you, in the reality, the truth that is salvation, Father, I pray today would be the day they would call upon that name by faith and put their trust in you as their Lord and Savior. Father, for those today here that know you as their Savior, Lord, may we understand life is busy and life is hectic, but God, we pass people every day that need to hear the name Jesus. That if we don't speak the name of Jesus, and if we don't speak of His glory and His goodness and His wonder, Father, they may die in their sins and never know the peace, the forgiveness, the grace that only Christ can offer. So, Father, speak to our hearts and use us for thy glory. For it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Let's stand together with heads bowed.